Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, March 16th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared and now are sharing this message on a beautiful Friday morning with one of our last snows, we believe, probably of the season, even as we share the podcast now. Today's message is titled, Our Father's Love. Two scripture texts that Brooksine will read, Romans 5, verse 8, and 1 John 3, verse 1.
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. I tell Stephen he can't go 30 minutes without teasing in one way or another. I think he's a born teaser. Sometimes it gets him into trouble. Most of the time, people just appreciate his sense of humor. And anyone who knows him and is hearing this podcast would recognize exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, my neighbor Jesse is a stonemason, and I often drive him to prospective jobs or on other errands. He uses a leased truck for his business, which is considered legitimate by his faith, but he doesn't drive, so he hires me or others to assist him in this way. In fact, this is among the means by which I supplement my income. We were out the other day, and he took his three-year-old son Moses along. While Jesse was out speaking to a customer, and we had waited a while, I looked back and said to Moses, "Are you ready to go home?" Moses vigorously shook his head and said, "Nah." "Why not?" I asked him. He looked out the car and said, "Dat," the Pennsylvania Dutch word for dad. I said, "Moses, you really love your daddy, don't you?" And he instantly nodded his head in agreement. I then said, "Moses, your daddy really loves you, doesn't he?" And again I received a hearty sign of agreement. That little boy is blessed.
Well, one of the greatest joys in life is having assurance of our Father's love. My dad went to be with the Lord about 6 years ago now. But what a blessing to know that He loved me. Many of you know a father's love, but I realize as we write this message today that an increasing number do not know the love of an earthly father. This message is especially for you.
The daily verses should cause us to stand back in awe of the love our Heavenly Father has for all of us. In all the events of life that concern us this day, from our distinct personal problems to international situations we're all aware of, let us, above all, see with spiritual eyes the supreme demonstration of our Father's own love for us.
The underlying Greek word that is translated demonstrate in the first daily text is synestasin, which is in the present indicative active. This connotes a sense that God's demonstration of love is an ever-present event. Although Christ's literal death on the cross was a once-for-all atoning sacrifice, Christ died for us. Thus, the demonstration of the Father's love is ever-present and continual. But the sacrificial death of Christ, His Son, is final and complete. We now look to Him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever.
Today, we implore you to rest in the Father's love. Some listeners struggle today with self-condemnation and have no assurance of the Father's love, which the enemy of our soul uses to bring defeat. Instead, let us stand in the wonderful truth of God and cast out despairing thoughts which seek to enslave rather than set us free. We have two hymns we link to today that we sing in church, one an older hymn, another a fairly recently written chorus that really will become a hymn. They really bless Brooksine and me. We hope they will you as well, as today we rejoice in our Father's love.
Let's pray together. Father, how marvelous is your love. So many things in life are unobtainable, just beyond our grasp. But you make your love available to everyone who calls on your name. Your love and tender care mends the broken heart. It cleanses the sin-filled heart, and it encompasses the empty heart. How utterly amazing that you would pour out your sinless, extravagant love on the vilest of sinners who truly believe. Incredible to comprehend, but nothing in all creation can separate us from your gracious and compassionate love. Thank you, Father, for loving me. Amen.
Amen. Well, I can say, Brooke Sheen and I both today rejoice in the love of the Father. We hope we convey that to you today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net, and we do have a number of additional resources, several photos up today, two that don't really relate to the message, but are just beautiful photos of a covered bridge in southern Lancaster County. I took this last Saturday when I was out with Jesse and Moses. Also, a couple links to hymns I alluded to. One is a hymn, the older one, called My Savior's Love. It's a hymn that never ceases to bless me when I hear it. Another one is a more recently written song called How Deep the Father's Love for Us. We have audio links to both of those songs up today from a church in Canada, the Willington Church in British Columbia, that places their music up for each service on the web, as well as video, which we have the links to the video as well. We also have today a couple of articles for those of you that might want to study a little further. One is an article on Amish children. It's kind of interesting. I verified the word dot today coming across this site, and it was just interesting. It reflects the love that the Amish have for their kids and desire to raise them. Another is an article, and both of these can be read online, freely of course, by one of our favorite older theologians and Bible commentators named A.W. Pink. It's from his classic book, The Attributes of God, and it's his chapter on the love of God, which it's not for the faint of heart, anything reading this man writes. He's a very deep expositor, but it's brief, and I believe it will bless you today if you choose to dig a little deeper. Well, have a blessed day today. We're looking out, and as we conclude the podcast, it really is coming down pretty good out there, although it's not quite cold enough to be a problem, but it's certainly covering everything. Brooke Sheen, anything else you want to add today? She says no. We sit right here together. Usually she's working on a laptop while I'm working on the desktop, different components to the ministry. Well, thank you for joining us today. Blessings to each listener. And remember, God loves you today.